Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Hard work and attitude often are the key factors determining success or failure in almost any endeavor. And as David Zald, associate professor of psychology and psychiatry at Vanderbilt University, explains, the brains of those considered go-getters may differ from the less ambitious.
Some individuals are so motivated by potential rewards that they will expend effort even if the odds of success are low, while others take a more, let's say, economical attitude toward expending energy. My lab recently created a task called the Effort Expenditure for Rewards Task, or EFFORT for short. The task measures how much individuals are willing to work for rewards. During each trial, participants must choose whether to do an easy task for a dollar or a hard task to get a larger amount of money. The amount of money for the high reward and the probability of receiving the reward changes on each trial. People naturally choose the hard task more frequently when it has substantially higher rewards or greater probability of reward. Similarly, people are more likely to do the hard task when the probability of getting the reward increases. We have been particularly interested in the impact of the neurotransmitter dopamine on decisions about effort. Studies in rats indicate that if you deplete dopamine, the rats decrease their willingness to work for food. In humans, we have found that if you cause someone to increase dopamine release, for instance, by giving them amphetamine, they will select the harder task more often than if they are given a placebo, especially on trials in which the probability of getting rewarded is low. Using positron emission tomography, which lets us safely measure levels of dopamine release in humans, we recently found that individual differences in dopamine release in specific areas of the brain are predictive of people's willingness to work for rewards. Although we often think of the willingness to work as a moral virtue, these findings suggest that some of our differences in work ethic relate to basic features of neurochemistry.
That was David Zald of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.